against Kansas City and a guy like Don Terry Poe, what are you seeing on film?
I mean, he's a pretty good player. He's strong and big. He got a little quick twitch to him, for a big guy. And he uses his hands well.
What do you got to do to go against those guys that are like 350, but they're also quick and athletic? Like, what's the technique that you got to use? What's the key to stopping those kind of guys?
I mean, just stick to your technique. Coach do a good job working on our technique every week and every day. So just stick with what you know and just trust your technique and just play hard.
So Airhead's known as one of the louder, more crazy environments to play in. So how excited are you to get your first taste of that up on Sunday?
I mean, very excited, man. Anytime you get a chance to get to an environment that's like that, you take advantage of it and just try to size the crowd.
So you had a big win last week. So how do you kind of take that and carry the momentum into it now going into another big game against a division rival?
Just knowing what and how we prepared that week and how the way it translated to the field and just try to do the same thing.
Mentally or physically, do you feel like you've hit a wall, like that rookie wall that they talk about? How do you feel right now at this point in the season?
I mean, I wouldn't say a rookie wall. I mean, you get towards the end of the season, get a little sore, get a little banged up. But I feel like it's just all mentally, you got to keep your focus and stay positive and just keep working hard every day.
Coach said a lot of your improvement has to do with going against a lot of these great defensive tackles this season. Are there any that stick out to you, or what are some key things that you've learned this season playing against the best of the best?
In order to be the best, you got to compete well against the best and win your one-on-one matchups, and just you have your opportunity to to make a name for yourself, so why not try to against a pretty good player?
And how much does it help coming out of the SEC? Most of the top talent comes out of the SEC into the draft, and here you are. Do you think that's also helped your transition?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, every week in SEC is like, a battle. So, I feel like that's – I can be kind of biased because I came from that, conference, but I feel like that's the closest you'll get to the NFL, and I think that helped prepare me well.
Going into that environment again, that crazy atmosphere, you guys also did that in – in Seattle, how much trust do you have in your quarterback to handle that? And what do you guys do with, the snap count or certain things to, combat the noise and all that?
A lot, man. I mean, Derek does a great job, of changing the protection if it needs to be changed or, just make sure we all on the same page and, just get after it.